Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we continue our look at caring for the newborn baby. There are different aspects of caring for a baby, and one of the most important parts of the caring process is feeding. Breast milk is the best option for feeding a baby. However, there are several circumstances that could result in babies being formula fed. Pediatrician and neonatologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, Dr. Blondell Crosdale, says the water used to prepare a newborn's formula should be boiled.
The water that is used should be boiled in terms of mixing with the formula, but a baby who is breastfed, usually breastfed for exclusively for 6 months, do not require water. They get all they need from the breast milk. The only babies that might require extra fluid is babies who are bottled or formula fed. The bottles that, if it's being used, should be boiled and nipples, and the water that is being used should be sterile or boiled to mix the formula.
Everything designated to a newborn should be specially cared for and stored. Even selecting clothes for a baby and washing their clothes should be carefully done. Dr. Crosdale says washing a newborn's clothes requires the use of special soaps formulated to be mild and non-irritating for the baby's skin.
So this is something that is available that you usually buy to wash a baby's clothes. And you try to avoid things that have a lot of dye in it that can be irritable in general. So that you try anything that you're using or they're bathing the baby on the clothes, it should be mild in terms of care for the baby's clothes.
Another major and often frightening aspect of newborn care is properly bathing a baby. Dr. Crosdale says it's important to first get the proper container for bathing babies, such as a basin or a bathtub. Additionally, be sure to test the temperature of the water to ensure it's room temperature or lukewarm. If the water is too warm, it can burn the baby's sensitive skin. Water that is too cold may also be harmful to the newborn. Soaps used to bathe babies should be mild or neutral, and any other material such as towels or rags should be specially suited for a baby. Dr. Crosdale also warns parents to be vigilant when bathing babies and to hold the baby under the arms to keep the body upright and ensure the head and the neck are adequately supported.
It's best to immerse the baby body into the tub of water that's used. The head should not be in there at all. To exclude the head and the neck, you need to support the baby while the baby is immersed. So you hold the baby, there's at no time at all, which sometimes used to happen that the phone rings or you're interrupted. Even if you have you think there's a little bit of water in that tub, you're going to leave that baby on the side of the tub and go and answer that phone, because there's a great risk that baby is going to slide. They don't have the phone to be able to keep themselves up. You always support your baby when you're bathing the baby and not be interrupted at any point.
Pediatrician and neonatologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, Dr. Blondell Crosdale. That's where we wrap up Healthline today. Join us next week where we continue our look at caring for newborns. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Twyla Whelan, and until next time, stay healthy.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease now. Hand washing is key.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.